I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. I believe we left off with that motion to table on ONCA 1977, so at this time, the chair will entertain direction from the committee. Congresswoman Stabler.
Move on to 1971.
Motion to entertain ONCA 1971. Without objection, ONCA 1971. I'm the sponsor. Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
ONCA 1971 is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $584,081 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
Mr. Chair, I have one amendment to offer. I believe one amendment has already been made to this bill. I believe one amendment has already been made to this bill to shift funds from other to conferences, conventions, special events for the purpose of the Osage News debates. The other amendment that I have to offer is in page 3, line 115. I'm trying to pull it up at the same time. That's dangerous.
Is that my gum over there?
1971. So page 3, line 115, under employee benefits, strike 70,160 and insert 61,215 and adjust totals accordingly. And in the same amendment, page 4, line 174, strike 9,600 and insert 21,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk.
I already have amendment two. We had two amendments that have been made previously. Page 1, lines 127 on other, strike 5,000. Page 3, line 117 and a half, conferences, special meetings, and events, strike 8,000. And let me scroll over here and insert 13,000. And then amendment two was page 3, line 114 and a half, employee benefits, payroll taxes, strike 70,160 and insert 61,215. Page 3, line 121, indirect cost, strike 64,254 and insert 62,445 and adjust the totals throughout the bill.
Hey, well, we need to take care of those, don't we?
Those have been proposed and put and adopted because they're in the report.
So, Madam Clerk, would it be in order that we need to address the First Amendment that you just read prior to considering the motion that was just made?
Both these amendments have already been proposed in a previous meeting and approved and adopted.
Oh.
So they're on the committee report already.
Gotcha.
And the reason I stated that is because I think one of them included something that the mover made in his amendment today.
Correct.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to withdraw and restate page 4, line 174. On other, strike 9,600 and insert 21,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We are now in discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first part of the previous amendment was to strike 70,160 and insert 61,215. This amendment has already been done to the bill and IDC had been adjusted. So the new amendment will simply strike 9,600 on page 4, line 174, and we'll insert 21,000, which is the amount for the new stipends, considering that they're going from a advisory board to a non-business board.
Any more discussion? I happen to see Ms. Duty walking in the door. Does the committee care to bring her to the table, discuss this amendment, or are we okay with going forward? Congressman Potts.
Happy to rephrase, just so that you're not caught off guard. We do have one more amendment.
Ms. Doody, you want to join us?
Ms. Doody, the amendment strikes $9,600 in the other line item of the editorial board and places $21,000 there. That's to reflect the change from advisory board to non-business board. That's the only change that this amendment will offer.
Discussion still? Anyone from the committee? Ms. Doody?
Yes, that's what we have previously discussed.
Any more discussion, Congressman Potts?
Wait my time.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, that motion passes. Still in discussion regarding ONCA 1971. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 1971 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Yes, so that was as amended, correct?
As amended, yes.
Okay. We do have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1971 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended. Okay. What is the wishes of the committee? You guys, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I think we can visit ONCA 1993. I've read through the bill and I'm ready to go on it if other members are.
Congressman Potts, I'll relinquish the chair to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1993 is an act to amend 15 ONC 1A108 and 15 ONC 1A112 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker, you are the chair. Congressman Walker, you're the sponsor. You have the floor.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. ONCA 1993 is an amendment to the Budget Control Act. I was approached by Ms. Thomas about striking the language in section one regarding non-tribal funds requiring a tribal match and shall not be accepted until the tribal funding match has been appropriated. So if you'll look at the bill, you'll see that language has been stricken. There was also another portion in section two, and it's about line item shifting. It adds language that says this section shall not apply to non-tribal funds whose expenditures, budget modifications, and line item shifting are guided by federal regulation and require the approval of the funding agency. I'd be willing to answer any questions or allow Ms. Thomas to engage in the discussion.
I'm chair. Sorry. I was working on it in the room. Ms. Thomas, I apologize.
That's okay. It's fine. Well, these are just kind of housekeeping items that just fall in with how we manage federal funds as far as budget expenditures and line item shifting and appropriations. All of that's done by whatever funding agency is over the federal funds, and they have different regulations. So it's just trying to put that in line for non-tribal funds. And the matching, we just want to make sure that you understand that when you submit a grant application and they have a match, they require proof of the match with the application, or it's not a complete application and they won't allow it or consider it. So matching funds, I know you've put some money in the matching funds based on the current grants that need match, but that comes up all year around, so I just wanted you to be aware that those funds will have to come back, I guess, and be appropriated if the matching fund is drained of all the funds to get appropriated to go with the grant application. Or not. I mean, that's how I see it.
And I agree with those. I agree with those, and that's why I agreed to sponsor this. There was a lot of compromise whenever we passed ONCA 1957. These were two things that I didn't necessarily agree with, but to get new budget law passed, I decided to just go ahead and let it be and consider movements or changes to the bill like this. Housekeeping, perhaps. I've heard discussion and debate on why these need to stay. I don't agree with that, but anyway.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I've reviewed this bill, and I agree that the federal grants that we apply for are important to our nation. Congresswoman Pratt passed the matching grants fund back in 2015. I agreed with it then. I think we've had conversations with Ms. Thomas about it, and we need to have grant money available. I did go back and review 1550, and it specified that it was for new grants. So when you go out and apply, you're going to have a pool of money in there. My view on that fund is you bring us an amount you need, estimation. I think that's what you've done this year, an estimation of what new funding you're going to be applying for, and we're going to make an appropriation to that fund. That's the purpose of it, and I'm in total support of that. And thank you for bringing an appropriation to that fund to deal with your grants. But I am going to propose an amendment. I talked with the sponsor about it before I did it, and I'll go ahead and propose it. Page one, line 30. Do you have the bill up still?
I do.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the right line.
Got it here.
Don't. I've got it here. I'm looking for, golly, maybe page two, line 30. Somebody else must have drafted this. Let's see. Keep going.
This is what was submitted by the executive branch.
So when Trey drafted, yeah, I picked up the wrong numbers, but it's still the same language. Go on. Okay. So page two, line 55. Now I've got that correct. So I'm page two, line 55, after thereof, period, strike, the Osage Nation Congress shall ensure that the requirements set forth in the Matching Grant Fund Act, ONCA 1550, are enforced by an annual appropriation into the fund in keeping with the purpose established in section 2C of that act, and to avoid forfeiture of a grant due to lack of post-award approval and coordination with the Osage Nation Congressional Sessions. End of the strike. That's my amendment proposed.
There's a motion for an amendment. Is there a second?
Out of professional courtesy, I will second because we did discuss this prior to this meeting. Congresswoman Whitehorn, I would like to hear an explanation so the treasurer, Ms. Thomas, can hear what you're trying to do. We did discuss this prior to the meeting, though.
Sure.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I did visit with Trey, and he told me he would try to help clarify this, too, but the language that we're striking is language that's actually in the matching grant fund, which Congress did approve. It's law. That language is in that law. We know what the fund is for. We know what the purpose of it for. But it does say the Osage Nation Congress shall ensure that requirements set forth. There's really no requirements set forth in that in that grant. There's a purpose of it. We understand that the purpose is for funds for new grants, but there's really not any requirements. Basically, I think it causes this to be gray. I'm all about appropriating money into that fund, but unless we have the executive let us know what needs to go into the fund, we can ensure that those requirements are fulfilled. So it's a two-way issue. So I think that language that's currently in the fund bill really is not appropriate here. Okay. I support what this bill does, that we'll have money in that fund. I support that.
Thank you.
I'll support an appropriation when we have the funds to do so, and the treasurer, and you will know if we have it. I also support the language in D. I just think that we don't have the ability to ensure anything without an action from you telling us this is what we need. Okay. That's my strike.
And I would kind of echo some of those same concerns. Some of the language in here shall ensure that the requirements, that to me is sort of mandating that we have to have an appropriation there, which I think we're going to potentially get ourselves into trouble with if we continue to go down this path of shall require funding here. This whole session has been about the ability to find funds, and shall fund is going to get us in trouble. So I would agree with some of the language here, and I'll be supporting the amendment. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I will, if you guys want to hear from Mr. Gill, I asked him to identify where it says shall ensure that the requirements set forth, that we can't see the requirements. There are really no requirements. So I just don't think it's very good language. So, but I definitely agree. We need to use a fund for this and agree with the rest of the content of this amendment.
Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Congressman Walker.
If I don't hear anything from the treasurer or Ms. Thomas or a compelling reason why not to, because I can't think of one. I think the most important thing is that the non-tribal funds that require a tribal funding match shall be accepted until the funding match has been appropriated. I think that's what's important. I tend to agree that a mandate that we shall fund them in accordance with that language, I don't think is necessary. The matching grant, like you said, it already, it has a stated purpose.
Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Any further discussion on consideration of ONCA 1993? Seeing no further discussion, Chair will entertain motion on ONCA 1993. Congressman Walker.
I move that ONCA 1993 be reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of reporting ONCA 1993 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 1993 is reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. Chair will entertain movement on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Congressman Walker.
I move that we consider ONCA 1991 at this time.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. No objection. We're considering ONCA 1991. At this time, I'll turn the floor back over to Congressman Walker.
ONCA 1991 is an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for FY 2020 in the amount of blank dollars and blank cents, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, I realize this bill does have amendments in it, so I'll turn the floor over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have the amendments pulled up on the screen before us for ONCA 1991. There have been three amendments. Amendment one was adjusting a total. Amendment two was inserting funds for base pay adjustments, the corresponding employee benefits and payroll taxes, and indirect costs. Amendment three, this would be, would consolidate employee benefits and indirect cost into base pay adjustments. At this time, I do have an amendment to author. Mr. Chair, considering ONCA 1991, I have an amendment to a previous amendment number two. It would be strike executive branch tribal funds $203,944, base pay adjustments $125,572, employee benefits and payroll taxes, employee benefits and payroll taxes, $42,099. This amendment would simply strike this language from the previous amendment and adjust totals accordingly. We've heard from the executive branch this morning, they intend to leave base pay adjustments in ONCA 1977, so this would still appropriate funds for the legislative branch and the judicial branch. These two would still be consolidated here, according to amendment number three, but amendment number two would wipe out the executive branch base pay adjustments.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
With a second. We are in discussion. Discussion, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Exactly as I said previously, we've heard from executive this morning that they're intending to leave those base pay adjustments in ONCA 1977. They brought forward a committee substitute that I believe does that, so there's no longer the need for the $203,000 for the executive branch remaining in ONCA 1991.
Still in discussion, I would say that I'm a bit apprehensive to do this because of the judicial branch portion. Although I do think we can go forward with this, it strikes 200 and something thousand dollars. And depending on how the judicial branch budget comes out of this committee or hits the floor, if base pay adjustments are included in the judicial branch budget that we vote on, then we can strike this by floor amendment for the judicial branch. So I'm gonna vote yes for this. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Still in discussion regarding ONCA 1991. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Do you have any more amendments? Do you have any amendments to propose to the legislative branch portion of this? If not, I'll work one up. I think this is the appropriate place to put it. Future reference, of course, if it's not there.
I don't have one at this time.
So, may I?
Congresswoman Whitehorn, yes.
If I may ask the clerk a question. So we just amend on amendment number two, if that's what we want to do.
Yes, that'll be
write
the
it up for you.
To follow
what
it
to do?
In the report.
Well, that's just 3260 in base pay adjustments for the legislative branch. I believe that if everybody's going back to their market surveys, that's not enough to cover what was issued. You know, I would be happy to have I know that we've heard that there might be some problems with the amounts on those, but if the money's not there in the future, we don't have the ability to bring our employees up to market either. So I don't know really what would be needed there. Do you know what the amount is that is on ours? I'm not completely sure. I've heard two figures and I don't have the document in front of me.
Who's that question directed to?
It was directed toward Mr. Potts or Ms. or second speaker Stabler. Second speaker Stabler.
Can either of you address that question? Congresswoman Stabler.
Can you repeat it so I make sure I got it?
It's my understanding that we have a market survey and this
money in this amendment for base pay adjustments, my understanding, is not adequate. And what I would like to do is amend the dollar amount into that line where at least it's there if it needs to be addressed in the future in our legislative branch budget.
Is there anyone wanting to address that question? Congresswoman Stabler.
I think I can. Yes, we do have market studies to consider. We do have reviews coming up. Since we did not allow for those in our budget, then I see a need to leave them in there. Because according to what we're doing, the track we're going on right now, we are putting increases back into budgets. So that would equate our employees with the other branches.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know the exact number. I know that one of our positions, I believe, had the potential for a slight amendment to that amount. This is the problem. Do we go to the max of our scale, the minimum of our scale, or the middle of our scale? Because that determines the amount of money that goes into this line item.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, that would be a subject that the Congressional Affairs Committee would take up. I just want to adjust it upwards where it could be adequate. Do you think? And second speaker looks at it a little bit more closely than I do, but do you think a base pay adjustment total of $10,000 would be adequate there? Or is that too much?
Yes, I would feel more comfortable at $10,000 without having the documents in front of me.
I mean, I don't think that's excessive. What I know, I think that we have looking at us.
Yes.
So, and I think that it would take some calculating to get the benefits and payroll and indirect costs figured into that base pay total. So I would like to see it go up to $10,000.
Congressman Potts.
I'll yield for a moment.
Perhaps we could table this and have an amendment drafted and then come back to it. Shortly.
Ready to go in a couple of minutes if somebody has okay. Any
got a couple minutes to burn while amendments are being drafted. Does anyone have a story to tell?
Support documentation.
Any good jokes? Congressman Standing Bear was the only one that I remember really good at telling jokes during committee meetings.
He was good at that.
Former Congressman, of course, Chief Standing Bear now. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make an amendment to the previous amendment. On amendment number 2, strike legislative branch. Tribal funds, 5,211. Base pay adjustments, 3,260. Employee benefits and payroll taxes, 1,076. And IDC, 876. And insert legislative branch base pay adjustments, $13,039.
Is that amendment?
Yes.
Second.
Motion and a second. We're now in discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I think I want to state on the record here that we have 1, 2, 3 employees in Congress, and then there's an OFPR employee. And we have only received one market. What's it called? One market survey. So it's my understanding that they did the full nation this year. So no, there's only one document that we have. So that's been our question throughout most of this session. What's gone on with this procedurally and in the budget? So that's why we're being conservative with what we're putting in there in absence of anything that we've received from on those studies.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With eye toward comments made previously, would the chair like for me to make an amendment for the judicial branch as well? that puts them in line with how we're applying legislative branch.
Let's address this one first. That would be my preference. Okay. Any more discussion regarding this amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, that amendment to the previously amended, however that goes, that passes. Okay. We're still on ONCA 1991, which has been amended. Congressman Potts, are you working or want to open up dialogue regarding a potential amendment to the judicial branch portion?
I absolutely can, Mr. Chair. We can amend the funds available for the judicial branch as well. I'm ready to work on that amendment right now if it's favorable to the committee.
I'd support that. Mm-mm. Okay,
any discussion?
I'll say something, Jokey.
Congresswoman
Whitehorn.
Can people
read that writing when you write that fast?
Sorry?
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, an amendment to amendment number 2, strike judicial branch 3,281, base pay adjustments 2,055, employee benefits and payroll taxes 678, and indirect costs 552, and insert judicial branch tribal funds 8,221, and base pay adjustments 8,221.
Motion to amend with a second. Discussion? I have a question of Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You'd be striking judicial branch, you'd be striking this here and inserting judicial branch tribal funds 8,221 and base pay adjustments 8,221.
My question is how did you arrive at that number?
5% of the current request for appropriation for salaries and wages.
One more time, please.
The current amount requested for salaries and wages by the judicial branch is $164,419. 5% of that is $8,221.
Is the number that you referenced, is that what's in the committee substitute, or is that what was originally filed?
That I don't know off the top of my head. We would have to take a look at that. In 1995. Mr. Chair, that would be off the original submission from the judicial branch of government.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Okay, that amendment passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to report ONCA 1991 to Congress of the due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Has that cured the issue of the title?
I believe the title will be adjusted accordingly.
Okay.
There you go.
We're on 1991, correct?
Correct.
The title reads, an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for FY20 in the amount of blank dollars and, okay. Okay, but at this point that it's for the legislative and the judicial branches. And we're good with that not being in the title. It's down in the body. I'm just asking. I can be okay with that.
I think that would, but let me just say that I wouldn't, it would be okay. It would more define what it was for, and that to me would be something that would be be grounds for a floor amendment. After a short discussion with council, I don't necessarily think we need to do it right now, but we can.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to report out as a due pass, as amended. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed to say no? Okay, ONCA 1991 is reported out with a due pass recommendation as amended. Committee?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to consider ONCA 1996 without objection.
Hearing no objection, we'll move on to ONCA 1996, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,933 for judicial branch merit payments and $7,824 to the legislative branch for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amount goes along with the executive branch appropriation that was appropriated specifically for merit in the amount of $178,000, I believe, $173,000. Mm-hmm. That bill did not include merit for the legislative and judicial budgets or branches. So ONCA 1996 takes care of the appropriation for merit bonuses for the legislative and judicial branches.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And we're good with those totals. Those totals are consistent and good.
Yes, it's been a while since I've done that, but I believe it's 3%.
Okay.
Which is the maximum amount that anybody would be able to receive as a bonus, as a merit bonus.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, Chair would entertain movement. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just one more question. Seems like through some of our discussions that I've heard, that it's been mentioned that these merit payments are subject to IDC. Did we do that in the executive branch bill?
What's that bill number?
Oh, gee. I'd have to get my track down.
Madam Clerk, did you have a...
What bill?
We are on...
1996.
Thank you.
That it didn't, okay.
Correct.
Okay, good, I'm good. Consistent across the board.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Motion to report ONCA 1996 to Congress for the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1996 is reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Okay. Excuse me. Let's see. Looks like we have
three more.
Wiped the slate.
AG's bill.
No.
No, we have 91.
ONCA 1994 and ONCA 1995. How would the committee like to proceed? without objection, how about ONCA 1994?
Yes.
An act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,714,434 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1994 appropriates or would appropriate the amount previously arrived at by committee action.
So we are working off of a committee substitute, is that correct? No, we are not. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'd like to make a motion that the committee adopt committee substitute for bill number ONCA 1994, stamped in on September 26th at 10:49 a.m.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt a committee substitute for ONCA 1994. Discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to know what the committee substitute does to the, what's the changes of the substitute to what we're looking
back
at?
Back to the way it was filed.
Any more discussion, Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe it was filed as is.
I can't hear him.
Congressman Potts made the statement that the bill that we're working off of right now is the bill as filed. Can you compare your committee substitute to the numbers that are on the screen?
The committee substitute takes it to what they submitted. What you have on your agenda is what 9 Congress members voted down that was refiled in the form that it was voted down.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 12 members of Congress also voted for this amendment.
And then 9 voted no for the final reading.
We are still in discussion regarding adopting the committee substitute. Congresswoman Stabler.
What we went through and are going through with 1977 does somewhat the same thing. Puts the salaries back in. I don't believe that the executive put theirs back in at 100%. So I think we have to give consideration that some portion, if not all, should go back into this bill. I'm willing to adopt the substitute and then take it from there and see what we've got for discussion on it. It's for the same consideration as we've just done for our staff, and we allowed executive to do for their staff.
Any more discussion regarding adopting the committee substitute? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the committee substitute has been adopted. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 3, line 112, salaries and wages, strike $560,008 and insert $550,008. Adjust totals accordingly. Page 3, line 119, IDC. I guess I can strike that there. Page 3, line 119, indirect costs, strike $156,390 and insert $154,370. Page 3, line 124, equipment acquisition, strike 30,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
Well, I'll second for discussion because I can't see where we're at. I'm not seeing.
You have a motion and a second. Chair would ask the movement to explain his amendment, please. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee went through great lengths to find out that the equipment acquisition line had $30,000 in it for the purchase of a new vehicle for the investigator for the Office of the Attorney General. Right. This money has subsequently been put into the capital asset purchase fund. The amount for salaries and wages at $560,008 included a $10,000 pay raise for the Attorney General, who, as everyone on Congress knows, is no longer with the nation. So That would remove at least the $10,000 raise for that position, and it would adjust the indirect costs accordingly.
Discussion still, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you for calling that to my memory. We did already move the $30,000 out of this budget that is currently in the committee substitute, and I do support the downward movement of the $10,000. Because it went to somebody that had been here for years and that's no longer here in that position. So I think we should be conservative. Doesn't need to be there, and adjust those totals downwards. So I do support this amendment.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The amendment passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 3, lines 105 and 106. Strike lines 105 and 106, tribal appropriation and department program and entity revenue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This puts this in line with the potential committee substitute that's being offered by the same author that would remove tribal appropriation and department entity and program revenue and correctly identify tribal revenue as defined by Osage law.
Discussion still, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I believe that, let's look here. And if you look at, and we've had many copies of 1977. That's a convention that we've used this year that has followed most of the legislation, although I am seeing a couple of inserts here that are in this bill that I'm looking at that aren't correct. So I support the amendment.
Congresswoman Good Fox, then Congressman Potts.
Can the legislative, Trey, are you in there? I would like for legislative counsel to just provide a little bit of guidance, because that was the one thing that when I spoke to the Attorney General, first Attorney General Clint Patterson, he was concerned with leaving the program revenue in. That was the only thing he was concerned about. So I just want to make sure that before we start striking, amending, and end up in another mess, that you remember when I filed this committee substitute, he said, and then the amendment right now is to strike it out. So can you speak to that?
Mr. Gill, can you enlighten us or provide any clarity?
I haven't spoken directly to the Attorney General. I just spoke with the sponsor. She asked me if the program revenue was in there. We just acknowledged that there is the $49,000 there, and we believe that was for the
child support
enforcement.
So I don't know anything other than when I talked to Clint and told him I was going to provide this committee substitute. That was, and RJ didn't recognize me earlier, but I was in support of the reduction for the $30,000 and the $10,000. So I want that to be known. I just wasn't recognized even though I had my hand up.
I'm sorry,
but
I didn't see
it's you. Okay. But I am concerned with striking this out when Clint Patterson, who has been there for a long time in this office and has been doing a good bulk of the work for the last couple of years, when he says that's the only thing that I need to make sure is in there, and there's an amendment to strike it out, that concerns me. And if you all want, I can call him up and see if he can come down here if the committee needs to talk to him, but I don't know about striking that out.
Congresswoman or Congressman Potts, then Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment would not remove that department or program revenue. All this amendment does is correctly identify tribal revenue. And as you can see, these two totals here combined to create this total of tribal revenue. Nowhere in Osage law is department, entity, or program revenue defined or acknowledged. So, and I did misspeak earlier. It appears the new committee substitute that was brought forward at 1247 does not do this, but committee substitutes that have been adopted by, I believe two previous committees had done this action. Again, it's not removing that revenue at all from the Attorney General's office. This is similar to an amendment that has been made by myself and other committees. We've explained it at length. This is not removing that amount. It's just correctly identifying one of our three revenue sources as tribal, non-tribal, or restricted revenue.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So now I have two questions. Changing the title of it, just not, and not removing it. Nothing to do with the monetary removal. Okay, because I was going to support that. I don't know if it's child support or not, but I do know that other pass-throughs of other collections of restitution also come through the court and then are dispersed out. So we need a holding spot.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To clarify, this amendment would not remove the ability for the Attorney General to utilize whatever income they receive. It simply correctly identifies their revenue as tribal revenue.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Motion to report ONC in 1994 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
That's correct.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Okay, ONCA 1995 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended. 94. Okay. Speaking of ONCA 1995, I think that's what I just said. Let's move to that. Any objection to that? ONCA 1995 is an act providing appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $413,691 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1995 resembles the bill that was voted on by the members of Congress and as filed according to statements made in debate. Open the floor.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to make a motion for the committee to adopt committee substitute for bill number ONCA 1995 stamped in at 10:49 a.m. on September. Well, I can't really read this stamp. September 26.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the committee substitute. Time stamped September. 10:49 on September 26th. Was a second by Congressman Bighorse. Discussion regarding adopting the committee substitute. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Just restate my same logic to this as we've allowed at the other branches. So let's adopt this and then go to work from here.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. I would agree with that. And this takes it back to what it was before we amended the version that's on your agenda now that we, yes, all voted to amend, but nine people voted down on the final reading. So these numbers, that's what it goes back to.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the committee substitute has been adopted. Okay, we are now considering the committee substitute for ONCA 1995. Are there any amendments or discussion regarding this committee substitute? Congressman Potts, did you has to be recognized?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm out of amendment forms. Hold on. going to say this faster than I can write it. I'd like to offer an amendment, page 3, line 113, salaries and wages, strike 164,419, insert 156,191, page 3, line 122, indirect cost, strike 49,999, and insert... $48,333.
Second.
Motion with a second. We are now in discussion. Discussion regarding the amendment. You're still writing Congressman Pott, so. Prior to voting, I want to make sure that the clerk has the amendment form. Congressman Pott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can restate or withdraw and restate, and I believe one number might have changed just a little bit. Page 3, line 114, salaries and wages, strike 164,419, and insert 156,198. Page 3, line 122, indirect cost, strike 49,999, and insert 48,339, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second. Motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Stabler.
We get an explanation of the reduction.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This reduces the salaries and wages line by the amount that is contained in ONCA 1996, which is the base pay adjustment bill regarding the judicial branch.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So all this would do is be removing the amount that we're appropriating to the judicial branch in another bill for base pay adjustments.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Restate that. Slow down for my ears just a little bit, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1996 appropriates funds for base pay adjustments for the legislative and judicial branches of government. This amendment would reduce the salaries and wages line item in the operating budget by the amount that is equal to what was placed in the base pay adjustment bill for the judicial branch of government. So that way you don't get it in both places.
Congressman Potts, I think I just heard you say 1996. Did you mean 1991?
Potentially. Which one?
1991 is the base pay adjustment.
Correct. 1996 is the merit. Yes, in 1991. My apologies.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This would make this was consistent with how the Congress voted on the legislative branch regarding base pay adjustments not being in the operating budget, but base pay adjustments being in the base pay adjustment bill.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So essentially, the amount is the same, just now it's been split out of one bill from this bill.
Yes.
Two bills to equal one. All right.
Only thing, and I guess it really doesn't matter in hindsight, I wish we would have Never mind. I think this is this accomplishes what needs to be done. Just any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay, that amendment passes.
Working on another amendment.
Any more amendments or discussion? I don't want to get it.
Okay.
Yes.
Good excuse.
We're good.
I'd like to make a motion for a brief recess.
Let's not.
Okay.
Strike.
Four.
No. I just didn't want anybody to have to tell jokes again.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 3, line 119, professional fees, strike 155,859 and insert 175,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
I don't.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
I don't show that professional fees is on line 119.
I might have picked up a wrong bill. My apologies.
That's
correct.
Madam Clerk.
I just want to make sure we're working off of 95 as filed, not a committee substitute, so that I have it. Because we have not, I do not have anything recording that we have adopted a committee substitute.
Yep, did.
We did.
We did.
Okay.
Motion by Big Horse and
seconded by Big Horse.
Well, seconded by Big Horse.
Okay. I have it for the previous motion, one, but I do not have it for 95. One.
Did it for 95. Good Fox and Big Horse.
Okay. Does the committee feel compelled to go ahead and
reassure
just in case?
I would.
Y'all voted. Everyone voted yes.
That we did.
Okay.
Because I think I even voted yes. So we adopted that. We said.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's correct. I was working off of the original bill. This would be page 3, line 124, professional fees, strike 155,859 and insert 175,000 and adjust totals accordingly.
What did you say?
Yeah, I'm still confused.
Totally confused.
What stamp are we working off of, please?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
I made a motion for you all to adopt the committee substitute stamped in September 26th at 10:49 a.m. Congressman Big Horse seconded me. You all voted yes, and then
this is
the committee did an amendment for line 114 and an amendment for line 122, and you guys all voted yes, and now he is looking at line 124. Change from 155 to 175. That's
I'm on the office of the attorney general.
That's the way I see it. I think this motion is in order.
Okay, thank you. I was on office of the attorney general.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My apologies. I picked up a wrong committee substitute. Working off of the committee substitute, this would strike 155,859 for professional fees for the judicial branch, and it would insert 175,000. And adjust totals accordingly.
Congresswoman Stabler, we are in discussion.
Can you give us an explanation?
Is there a second?
I don't know if there was a second for that.
I'll second for discussion.
We have a second. We are now officially in discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've heard through letters recently from the Chief Justice of the Court that she needs more help with judges. She needs more funds for availability to assist with the caseload and the workload. I believe that comes out of their professional fees line item. So I'm offering an amendment to increase the professional fees line item.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, Gina is here, so I was wondering if she could just give us, does that money come out of your professional fees? Wanted to verify
that was an affirmative.
Before we go.
Any more discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to motion to report ONCA 1995 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. My apologies.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor. Madam Clerk, are we in order? Do we need to slow down?
I'm still not sure that the committee sub for 95 was adopted in my mind. I know that the committee sub for 94 was adopted because I've got that written down. I do not remember a second motion to adopt the committee sub for 95. I'm just going on you guys' word. I'm praying that we don't get out of here and I re-listen and find out that we didn't.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a recess to give.
Second.
To check the technical issues on this.
We have a motion and a second to recess. We're in discussion.
We have a motion on the table? Or is it causing a problem?
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, as a point of order, the motion to recess isn't ordered at any time. So, yes, we are in the middle of a motion to adopt an amendment, but a motion to recess was made and seconded.
Okay, thank you.
So we're in discussion regarding recessing. I think we can, I would prefer to stay in because it's 2:42, we have 18 minutes left. If we recess, it could very well take us 10 minutes. We're in discussion regarding recess. Congresswoman Pratt, then Congresswoman Good Fox.
Well, as I say, 9 people remember it happening. So if instead of taking the time to go listen to a recording, then make another motion, make a double motion.
That's what I was gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, we could put a contingency. Some contingent on
withdraw.
Withdraw. Okay. We are now in discussion regarding what we believe to be the committee substitute for ONC. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'd like to make a motion that the committee adopt the committee substitute for bill number ONCA 1995, stamped in on September 26th at 10:49 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. We're in discussion. Congressman Potts.
We can't do that. You're in the middle of discussion on an amendment. I can withdraw my amendment.
Which amendment? I thought we put the 75,000?
Correct.
We already voted on that.
We have not voted on that amendment.
To increase?
Correct. Motion for a brief recess.
Why don't we vote on that motion then? Madam Clerk, we have a motion. Is there a second?
She's lost.
I'd like to make a motion for a recess.
Second.
Motion and a second to recess. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're in recess.